There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Excuse me while I whip this out. I saw that movie last night.
And what movie would that be?
Blazing Saddles.
Oh.
Okay. There are certain movies that you may have seen them 12 times, but when they're on, you just can't bring yourself to turn them off. I mean, the Godfather movies, I mean, they're like art. We talked about that before. Blazing Saddles, a laugh every couple of seconds. And my gosh, they can't make that movie nowadays. enjoy that treasure as it shows up. All right, I'm John Potter. Live and local show. Excuse me while I whip this out. It never gets old. I'm sorry, it doesn't. Hello, friends. It's your Saturday morning buddy hosting another live and local show from Reno on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. And hello, Craig in Carson City.
Good morning, Mr. Potter.
I just put my steel-toed boots on, and I changed the Culligan water jug.
Oh, so you don't drop it on your foot again?
Like I did one time. Not here. It was when I had sparklets at home. You know, there was a day when those things were glass, but the plastic still hurts as much if it's
full. That they used to be glass.
Yeah, well, again, he reminds me how old I am. Anyway, it's a beautiful morning. Let's see here. What the current, I tell you, it's the weather season change is right. And okay, 58 degrees here is our current temperature.
And it's way up to 80.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I heard, saw 78 here. Okay. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Our first guest is calling up in just a matter of minutes. And from the big show in Carson City, Rafino Lorenzo from 1111 Tactical, we are going to have a lot of fun, and we are going to talk at a local level about the killing of Charlie Kirk this morning, especially at 11 o'clock this morning. We have Dr. Robert Houchin arriving with John Crawford, both from the Douglas County Republicans. And Dr. Houchin, who was so great on the show we did 3 weeks ago in Carson City, this what did they call that at the dealership? What was it called? Not Hell's a Poppin' or something like this. It was a crazy scene. You know, when they had all the little RV, you know, recreational vehicles, and everybody's revving up the motors and everything. And there's dignified Dr. Houchin there, who is aged and very, very intelligent. And he was so great on the show that we did 3 weeks ago in Carson City. And he is bringing today some fascinating insight into the history of political assassinations in America. That's at 11. The thing that gets me is, and I won't be serious for long, you know, don't worry. I'm not that interesting when I get serious, but whatever you thought of Charlie Kirk's views is irrelevant. Charlie Kirk was just going and talking to people on the other side. He'd go to campuses. He talked with Bill Maher. He talked with Gavin Newsom on Newsom's podcast. He was literally in the middle of answering a question dialogue, and picked up the microphone and was shot dead. Shot in the throat for the crime of debating issues in the public square. He wanted the debate. He wanted the dialogue. He was not trying to cancel or censor or shut people down. He wanted to have these conversations with them, and he was killed representing the very American ideal that we settle our fights with words and not with weapons, which, you know, these days that sounds cliche, but it's how, you know, we're here. It's how this experiment in self-government works. And we have the Minnesota lawmaker and her husband killed in June. The Pennsylvania governor's house was torched in April. Two attempts on the president in 1 year. I just never thought we were going to get to this point. And that's just not what America is or what it should be about. So that's at 11 o'clock. And I'd love it if you share your views, too. Very important local news. Heads up, hardworking Nevadans headed out to your jobs Monday. We'll start with Sparks Boulevard here, which, by the way, for you folks who make frequent trips to, say, Spanish Springs, Wingfield Springs, like I do, I have joined the Vista Boulevard defectors to Sparks Boulevard. Vista has just become too much of a slog for me. Is it for you? Do we have any other Sparks Boulevard newbies out there, refugees from Vista Boulevard? Well, now they're out to ruin Sparks Boulevard. Just kidding. Just seems that way. On Monday, new lane and even shoulder closures on Sparks Boulevard from 80 to Bering. And Sparks already has round-the-clock stops at Bering. They really don't like us, do they? Actually, Sparks Boulevard has me thinking of defecting to McCarran. Is that the only escape now? That may not be an improvement, though. But Monday on Sparks Boulevard, they say from 5 in the morning to 2, the northbound is going to be mucked up, and 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. is southbound. They don't make this easy on us, do they? The RTC says this project is expected to be completed in, hold something here, mid-2027. And to make it more fun, they say they're going to be improving Sparks Boulevard from Bering to Shadow Lane. Folks, there is just no escape. But when it's through, mid-2027, Sparks Boulevard will be 6 lanes, 3 lanes each direction with sidewalks and sound walls they're going to be putting up. Now everybody's going to want that. Now, NDOT has their own new project. By Monday, they say they're going to be repaving aging roadway on parts of USA Parkway. USA Parkway has aging roadway? One lane each direction by Monday between I-80 and Electric Avenue. Every time I hear that song, every time I say that, Electric, I hear that every single time. And planned brief intersection closures of Waltham Way and Electric Avenue. There it goes again. The lane closures are nighttime only. Like they all should be. From 7 p.m. to 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday to November. A lot of bad crashes, as long as we're talking roads, on Pyramid Way lately. What is going on? Thursday afternoon, 2 people were killed, Pyramid and Disc, 1 person arrested. That was Thursday. And then there was another crash at the same spot Friday, involving 4 cars that closed northbound traffic on Pyramid at Disc 2 days in a row. Somebody said to me, any traffic on Pyramid after 2:30 is looking a lot like California. We had another crash that knocked down power lines on Pyramid a couple of weeks ago. Remember that? They had to close that road for hours. Pyramid up by Eagle Canyon. That was where that was. Further up north, rollover on Pyramid Highway 2 months ago killed a very young person, a juvenile. This one, a Pyramid and Disc Thursday, where a car was hit into the opposite lanes, which killed the two drivers. Makes me think Sparks maybe should just make Pyramid a real highway at this point with, you know, the concrete barrier separation between the two directions. Even Pyramid at McCarran has no barriers and grade separation. They do for the new bike lane, and it has a hiking path, but it worries me. It looks far too easy to have cars come across that median. Should really be a barrier fence there. Okay, one more thing. Carson City, you have a Monday closure. It's not a road. It's a park, and it's a park with a very nice, spacious dog area. Sonoma Park in South Carson City from Monday closed to October 6th to renovate turf and repair the irrigation system. They're going to be aerifying, overseeding, resodding, and fertilizing the turf to help it recover from heavy usage It says residents are further advised that digging and trenching may expose certain areas of the park for the safety of staff, the public, and the pets. The city says the park, Sonoma Park, must be closed. That may be a very valid closure, though I get a little piqued when things are closed for my, quote, safety. You know, I think we can decide, right? And we can decide to buy protection, too. And we're going to talk to Rufino Lorenzo next about that. He's in Carson City for the big show there at the Carson City Convention Center. Rufino's going to be talking to us about, I don't know, is the background check fiasco still going on? It's been, what, 20 days now? Anyway, he's up next. We're going to talk to him. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:17.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local. I was right. It is now 20 days that Nevada's background gun check system has been left inoperative from the cyber attack. Rufino, is it still down, my friend? Is it still down?
It is still down. I checked a few seconds ago, and unfortunately, the system is still down.
Rufino Lorenzo owns 1111 Tactical, and he is at the American Dream Gun Show, which is going on at the Carson City Convention Center. Well, if that's true, Rufino, how are you going to sell any protection there? I mean, how is that going to mess up the show there?
Well, I sure hope not, John. So right now, if you have a Nevada CCW concealed carry permit or and a Nevada ID or driver's license, all you have to do is fill out the form and you are exempted from having to go through a background check. Unfortunately, if you don't have a Nevada CCW, you will have to go through a background check. So what we suggest and what we encourage folks is go ahead and make your purchase, fill out the form. As soon as the system comes up and running, we'll perform the background check, and we'll give these customers a call so that they could pick up their firearms.
Rufino, what can you do? I mean, I'm sure you reached out to the state. You've had maybe some people try to get to the governor's office about that. Is this a totally powerless situation we're in? I've never seen anything like this.
John, you are absolutely correct. I've never, ever seen anything like this either. So I've called the governor's office. I've called our congressional representatives. And the feedback that I'm getting is they don't know when the system's going to be up and running. It seems like they don't have a plan. I mean, they should have had a plan on the first day. What if it doesn't, you know, doesn't come back up and running in a few days? We need to do something. And the something could be maybe just go through the FBI NICS or National Instant Check System and do our background check, even if we have to do it temporarily so that we do not suspend our Second Amendment right.
Rufino, there was another gun shop owner who, this I think was on Channel 4. He says if the governor sends an emergency declaration, the FBI could take over the checks. The FBI was doing it before and give the gun buyers back their rights. Is this possible? I talked to Jerry about this. He doesn't seem to think that that is a possible maneuver, but we don't know how long this is going to last. What do you think?
I do believe that that's what he should do. He should use his emergency powers to preserve our constitutional right. 49 states right now, as we speak, has not suspended the Second Amendment right. If I, as a Nevadan, would go to another state and purchase a long gun, they will perform a background check. I will be able to make that purchase. Why can't I make that purchase in my own state?
This is,
you know, and I'm sure that there's that, you know, it's possible, you know, that they perform a background check using the FBI NICS system.
Well, you're not alone. The state's sex offender registry is also still down. The DMV is not 100%. Our accident notifications from the Nevada Highway Patrol site, that is still down also. But when it comes to wanting to buy protection, with this system being down 20 days, this is a violation of our rights, plain and simple.
I totally agree, and it doesn't have to be that way because there's other means to do a background check. And that's what I've been telling the governor, and unfortunately, again, at the very least, they haven't told me what the plan is. They haven't told me when the system is going to go back up and running.
And certain things are back, but it seems to me there's been a priority system here going on, and I hate to think that this was at the bottom of priorities to get back online. But enough about this, my friend. Tell us about the show going on right now at the Carson City Convention Center. You have 5 minutes, Rufino. Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, appreciate that, John. So, John, we are at the Carson City Community Center off of Highway 50 or Williams. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Today we're going to be here until 5 o'clock, so we open up at 9, and tomorrow we're going to be here from 9 to 3 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of vendors. We're going to have antiques. We're going to have modern handguns, modern rifles, modern hunting guns. We're going to have other vendors. We have Byrna, if you're looking for a non-lethal type protection. We're going to have other vendors selling ammo. So come on and see us. Please do see us. We're going to have a raffle. We're going to have a lot of giveaways. So come and see us today and tomorrow.
Is this your first gun show, Rufino?
No, it's not. So we've been doing gun shows since early this year. We successfully promoted a gun show at Douglas County and Fallon. We also have our schedule for next year's gun show. Make sure you check us out. Our website's going to be www.americandreamgunshows.com. Thank you so much.
Different towns and different venues, they're different. I mean, how are the people in Carson City when it comes to buying personal protection?
We love Carson City. Most of, at least our customers do have CCWs, so they could walk out with their purchase. But they love the Second Amendment. They love the Constitution. They want to preserve the Second or constitutional rights. So I encourage everyone listening, maybe pick up the phone, call the governor, let him know that, hey, we are not okay with the suspension of our Second Amendment right, of our constitutional right. You know, because guess what? If the Fourth Amendment was suspended, if the Fifth Amendment, if the First Amendment was suspended at any time, all right, there's going to be an uproar. And unfortunately, we're not seeing that, you know, that big of an uproar, you know, when the Second Amendment gets suspended.
Darn right. And if this is a priority thing going on, the outcry is what can make a difference. Absolutely.
I totally agree, John.
Rufino, this is going to be a very, very tough question. What is your favorite firearm brand? Very controversial here. I'm probably going to disagree with you. No, tell me your personal favorite. You know, John, these things in and out. Go ahead.
Yes, John, just because I'm also a firearm instructor. I'm a firearm instructor with the NRA. I do the Nevada CCW classes. I would say, okay, just as a personal preference, okay, and I hope I don't get any backlash, but it's going to be a Glock. Reason why I say Glocks is because they're very, very simple. When you're dealing with a bad guy, you don't want any interference. You want to be able to draw and get shots downrange so that you're safe, your family's safe, your community is safe. And that's my personal opinion.
I guess I got three. And by the way, you make a great point. The fewer parts, the less can go wrong. I love that. My first was a Beretta. And my second, I was so impressed with CZ. This is a formerly a communist country makes them. It's Eastern Europe. I think it's, where is it? Czechoslovakia, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
They make them the old-fashioned way. There's a lot of heft in those things. I mean, I just feel this is old, great quality. As for value, you can't beat the Ruger, can you? Can't beat the Ruger.
Absolutely. For value, absolutely. But I totally agree with you. My number one choice, you know, just because I'm an Army veteran, and that was what was issued to us when I was in, was the Beretta.
Yeah.
So I still carry a Beretta, a Beretta 92FS, plus the fact that the Beretta is one of the first ones that allowed for you to have a capacity of more than 17 rounds.
All right. I got a break for Fox News. Rufino, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I can't wait to meet you someday. The Carson City Convention Center is where this show is going on. Is it tomorrow also, Rufino?
Yes, tomorrow between 9 and 3.
All right. Admission cost?
$10 for adults, 16 and over. Anyone 16 and below with a paid guardian admission, you know, is free.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Hang in there.
Thanks,
I can't
John.
Wait for the day when we proclaim the background checks are back. Rufino, get back to your table. Thank you so much for calling in and cluing us in on so much. I appreciate it, my friend. Take care.
Thank you so much, John.
All right, buddy. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk. Time is 9:30.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
How's it going, Derek?
Going great, John. How are you?
All right. How was the week? What'd you do?
We had a lot of work to do and some more work
you
and some more research.
Do. You always do. Man, you're going to fry yourself out.
Oh, John, you know the old saying.
What?
When you love what you do, it's not really work.
No, I mean, you're just fired up constantly about the new discoveries you make. Folks, this is Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com, and you have yet another new brain health discovery.
Yeah.
But let's start with the basics here, and that is restore. And you got to bring up Restore. We haven't really dived into Restore like we used to. How old is Restore now?
So we've had Restore. It's the very first product I developed. And I developed that, it's the middle of 2025. I developed it in around, the first generation started around March of 2020. So we're 5.5 years in.
Flies by, doesn't it?
It does. It just continues to increase speed, it seems like, as well. So it's been pretty fantastic.
Your first and much improved product. And what is in Restore and what does it do?
Restore, the most beneficial aspect of Restore is the amino acid complex. That is, that's what I used to bring myself back to health. For those who have not heard my story, I was diagnosed with quite a few autoimmune disorders and 5 neurodegenerative diseases, all within a 5-year time frame and estimated to have less than 6 months to live based on my brain failing, brain degradation. I was also diagnosed, and one of those diseases was dementia. I was at the point where I would go shopping at a grocery store and I would get lost in a grocery store and have to ask someone working, how do I get out? How do I get out of the store? Because I'd start to panic, have anxiety in the middle of a grocery store at 40, 44 years old. And I couldn't remember where the front door was. I couldn't remember how to get outside the store. I'd get lost going to trying to find my vehicle. Once I would find the vehicle, couldn't remember where I came from, couldn't remember how I got there. I mean, everything is pretty horrifying.
And you were a highly technical professional working environmental remediation.
Yeah.
And this just started the mental fog, the fatigue, loss of clarity, and you went to the doctor. Now, what did the doctor say? What was wrong?
The very first doctor I went to, based on what I had mentioned to him, I was an endocrinologist, and so I mentioned to him all my history throughout my life. Played soccer for 12 years. When I told him that I used to, when I was a senior in high school, I would head the soccer ball, and every time I would head the soccer ball, I would see stars. Hmm. And so the endocrinologist, he explained that every time I would see a star, that's actually a microconcussion, which led to, I was arguably dealing with traumatic brain injury. And so when that happens at a young age, it just compounds as we get older. And so what takes the biggest hit is the emotional instability. And so that's what, that's how everything really started failing within me, was the emotional capability. And then there was the mental instability. And then so my brain was just continually failing. The immune system was everything. My entire body and functionality of the brain was crashing.
Well, one doctor said, thought it was multiple sclerosis.
Yep.
The same or another doctor thought it was Parkinson's.
Yep.
And finally, you know, somebody said it's dementia.
Yep.
And there was a doctor who said you had less than 6 months to live.
Yeah. Based on the just tracking the symptoms. And so, yeah, I actually agreed with that 100% at the time. That I was my partner who was with me at that doctor's appointment. She had to explain to me what the doctor was saying. So she has interpreted from a place of the way I explained to you what was going on. I was acting like I was talking to a kindergartner, because that was where my cognition was at.
They say your brain was degrading so quickly.
Yeah, it was almost a total loss. But, and I was aware of that as well.
But most people would take that diagnosis and just give up. What was in you? What grounds did you have to disagree with this, and what made you pursue another avenue?
So this was over a 4-year time frame. So I was aware of the fact that my body and my brain wasn't working properly. And so if we look at pharmaceuticals are based on chemical structure. Therefore, a chemical structure cannot directly benefit how the brain functions. The chemicals cannot pass through the blood-brain barrier, so any benefit we get from a pharmaceutical drug is going to stimulate some action in the body, which then affects the brain, but nothing actually benefits the brain directly. So I started looking at, okay, a natural component can pass through the blood-brain barrier. So I actually developed an all-natural amino acid complex to pass through the blood-brain barrier to make repairs on my own brain. And so that's what I developed. And so this is how the first iteration of Restore came about, is I had to first build the amino acid complex to make the repairs in my own brain.
That's another thing. What pharmaceuticals did they prescribe to you?
I was on amphetamines and opiates. And so that would give me about 2 hours of clarity a day. Yeah. Whenever I'd take those, it would wear off quickly. And so, but it gave me 2 hours to get something done before I absolutely crashed.
So now you're coming up with these formulas, and now there's testimonials you've gotten from a certain combination with Restore. That was one question I've always had. What do you take with Restore? I know Restore seems to do everything, but what's the combination that you just got some testimonials about?
So this week we had some interesting feedback. I understand how it works, why these people had these benefits. I had 5 people this week all call me, tell me the same thing. This people have been in a lot of pain for many years, and the combination of taking Restore and the oxytocin nasal spray, and these people have been like with back pain, sciatica, neuropathy. Five people called me this week and told me that I don't understand why this is happening, but just from taking Restore and the oxytocin nasal spray, the pain in my back and the pain in my legs from neuropathy, like 60-70% of the pain is gone. And so it lasts for 10 to 12 hours a day just by taking the oxytocin nasal spray and Restore first thing in the morning. And they said, I don't understand why. I'm like, well, if I look at it from a practical place, oxytocin is a bonding hormone. So if there's things not firing properly in the brain, then we provide the hormone that is the bonding capacity. Then the brain can start making connections, which would then reduce the pain in the back or pain in the legs or pain in the hands or feet. So the oxytocin nasal spray is a bonding hormone. So when we take Restore, which provides all the ingredients and the amino acids to actually repair functionality of the brain with oxytocin nasal spray, which is the bonding hormone, and I look at those two and combine those together, then I understand how people can be in a lot less pain, because we're actually providing all the components needed for the brain and the body to fire properly.
Sounds incredibly powerful. Restore and the oxytocin nasal spray, brainhealthformulas.com. Let me ask you this. You know, this is something I would do if I had the diagnosis from these doctors that are so tragic. Didn't you, aside from the pharmaceuticals, didn't you try those other brain health supplements that they sell?
Yeah. Nootropics.
You did try them.
Nootropics. I tried every one of them, including mitochondria peptides, by injecting those. And so they all had a benefit, but within usually 7 days, I noticed that they're only a stimulant. So a stimulant's not going to actually be able to make the repairs needed. It just means you have to take more and more and more of it to have the same effect, because it's stimulating a reaction versus actually rebuilding a function.
And you're not on the shelf. You're strictly still through the website, right?
Yeah. People will come into my office all the time. We talk. People explain what they're going through. And I can typically assess what the actual cause behind the issue is. And so that's where I try to get to. And so we don't always have the answer, but at least we can provide a starting point. Mm-hmm. And usually that starting point usually gets them to 60 to 70% normality. And so then we can fine tune it after that, you know, first month or two of taking Restore. And what I recommend these days is just Restore an oxytocin bundle. That's arguably the best starting point right now for anyone.
It's already bundled on the website?
Yeah, it's already bundled on the website.
Now, you have a special offer, which is very generous, at brainhealthformulas.com. What is it?
We're going back to the buy three and get the fourth product for free.
So, including bundles? Right?
Yeah, with the bundles, it's going to be, you have to buy three bundles of the same thing by itself, just three of one bundle to get the fourth bundle for free. You can't mix and match the bundles.
And any order over $59.95 will get samples of your new product. You have a brand new product where you got to take a break, but this new product, I want that too, is going to be revealed after we take this break. This is Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Remember that combination, folks. It's on the website, Restore and the oxytocin nasal spray. Buy three, get the fourth for free. I'm John Potter, live in local. One more segment with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time, 9:46.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
I'm going to give it away. It's the new product is Mood Booster. Mood Booster. But first, we got two questions on the phone here. Let's start with, I'm John Potter with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. One more segment on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Katie, you're calling from Reno. Good morning. I'm glad you called.
Oh, good morning. Hi. I actually made my first purchase of the Oxytocin and Restore bundle a few weeks ago. And so, Derek, first of all, thank you for all of your work. And I mean, it's just so exciting to see what this is blossoming into. But I wanted to ask, I mean, maybe this is sort of a little too early question, but what types of changes would I possibly start to feel, letting me know that Restore and oxytocin were doing its job?
So
there's 2 weeks too soon?
No, a lot of people notice a benefit within a few days. Some people it takes a few weeks, and some people it takes a few months. Sometimes people recognize that their emotional body is more stable, more balanced. People sometimes feel like they're calmer. Sometimes recognize that how they do things is more efficiently. There's sometimes people phrase it from the place of there's less mental chaos, less mental chatter. They seem to be more efficient with daily chores versus thinking about something incessantly. They just go to action, and before they recognize that all the chores are done that they thought it was going to take all day, they do in a couple hours. So those are some of the little things. Sometimes people notice how their short-term memory has improved greatly, long-term memory has improved greatly. Some people within a few days have noticed their blood pressure has dropped, their heart rate has dropped. Some people, for that to happen, it takes a few months. Everyone's different. And so thank you for the question. There's so many variables that we go into because everyone is so different. And so
those are very helpful observations. Thank you. Also, you mentioned that people come into your office. I think you said something about you were opening a Reno office. Has that happened?
Yes, we are going to. We're probably a few months away from doing that. We just submitted a letter of intent, And so we need to see how that comes back. And so hopefully within the near future, we will have an office in Reno.
Well, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Take care, Katie. Let's move on to Sandy calling in from South Lake Tahoe. Hey, Sandy. Good morning. Glad you called. Go ahead.
Okay. My experience with Brain Health Formulas products, and I take quite a few each day, always with a couple of Restore, is how it's improved not only my energy, but my memory. I hit the ground running each morning with a clear and organized mind, and best of all is the option to actually speak with Derek, who can help me navigate through his many products to figure out what's best for me personally. I am also speaking for a few of out-of-state friends who are not listening and aren't calling in, who have been helped with digestive issues, anxiety, bladder disorders, and sleep. And I just want to thank you. And that's it. I'm going to keep it short this time.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay.
Take care, Sandy. Special offer is buy three, get the fourth for free, and any order over $59.95 will get samples of your new product. Let's get into the new product. Is that the name of it, by the way, Mood Booster?
For now, it might turn to something else by the time we release it. And so I'm really, really excited about this product. I've been working on this for about 6 months now.
Well, we all need a mood boost.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
So one of the things that I've been recognizing with myself is the last several weeks we've been talking, I recognize that, I kind of been stuttering. And so I've recognized that I've been accessing adrenaline because I get excited. And for me, when I start recognizing that I stutter, is I'm engaging adrenaline because, excitement, passion comes through. And so I've been recognizing that the stutter has been increasing week after week after week. And so when we start accessing adrenals, that happens more easily. And so this is what prompted me to actually finalize this formula and try to get to market. At least we started doing some testing on it this week. And we have 8 different people who've been testing it. And everyone has experienced the exact same results, where we feel calmer, we feel more. There's more emotion from a peaceful place. Like we get more, where everyone's been more excited and calmer all at the same time. It has reduced the mental chatter. Any sign of depression has been completely reduced to nothingness. So those are some of the benefits. So anxiety is significantly reduced. The depression has been the biggest one. Not even knowing someone is depressed. I've been feeling depressed for the past several weeks. What this has done for me is like, it turned me from, I can't do this, I don't have the energy to do this, to, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, and I can do it 1,000 different ways, and here's the easiest way for me to do it. Whereas before I took this mood booster pill, I couldn't even see a way through it. I couldn't see a way out of it. I couldn't even figure out how to address it.
Right.
And so just taking this one pill, mood booster, it enabled me to rise above the depression, we'll say, and just look at all the options. And
well,
so it's pretty fascinating.
I always thought if I could just get more dopamine.
Yeah.
But this mood booster, the description you provided says it improves the production of dopamine and serotonin. It's designed to help you think more clearly, process information more efficiently, reduce depression, and makes improvements for erectile dysfunction. That's our whole world in one sentence, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of fascinating.
You got it all there. Let's go to Marty calling from Sparks. Marty, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Yeah, Derek, I had a question as far as the bundles. Now,
yes.
I already have the nasal spray and the Restore and Dragon's Blood and the whole works. But now that you're offering that bundle, buy three and get fourth for free, I travel a lot. And so what I was concerned about, what's the shelf life with the Navy?
As long as they're not exposed to high heat, they will, as long as they're not exposed to high heat and high light, like if they're just in the house in a bottle and not like in the kitchen being exposed to high heat, they'll last for 3 or 4 or 5 years. In the bottle,
okay,
without any exposure, as long as they're taken care of properly, in a cupboard, on the kitchen counter, not exposed to high heat, they'll last for a long time. That's one of the reasons we went to a white capsule also, is to reduce any sunlight penetration. And so it's the oxidation from light that actually does more damage than anything, because in order for heat to affect those raw materials, it has to exceed 120 degrees for any heat to actually degrade those natural ingredients. So light actually becomes the biggest factor, not heat.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot for your I appreciate all you do. I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marty. All right, we're in the final minute. My testimonial, listen, I'm 71 years old. I'm living life burning at both ends. I get 5 hours of sleep a night, those darn cats. And your Restore, your Shilajit, your Dragon's Blood, and your Miracle Liver. God bless you. I mean, that I still feel 25, my friend.
It's great, John.
It really is. Okay, brainhealthformulas.com, special offer, buy three, get the fourth for free. And any order over $59.95 gets you samples of the new product, Mood Booster. That's brainhealthformulas.com. Hey, maybe I'll see you this week, Derek, or next week.
Sounds great, John. We'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. I'm John Potter. Live and Local continues till noon. It's each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58. Time.